Al, after this week, we have 5 episodes remaining.
That's wild. Well, 5 episodes remaining of OG.
OG, yes, but, you know, still a big milestone.
It's a huge milestone. Are you kidding? This is a big undertaking we've done.
True that. For true. Yes, hello, welcome to this week's episode of Jared Now Watch Inuyasha's episode 165. I'm Jared, joined as always by Doc, Alan, Ladium.
Hello.
We are discussing Season 6, Episode 24, Episode 162, entitled Forever with Lord Sesshomaru. We're stuck with him forever.
Again, not really wrong.
Forever, ever.
Because they have babies down the line.
It's true. We begin this episode and there's some monks roaming about and they see a glow and then there's a village on fire and they're like, oh no! Sesshomaru's there just hanging out and some bandits try and attack him and he's like, get out of here. And then the monks are like, you clearly did this. And he's like, no, get out of here. And he just blasts them away and is like, I'm out of here.
I gotta go.
Inuyasha and the gang are chit-chatting as they head to the village that was just raided and everything, and they're like, oh, these children are missing. Oh, no. Maruka's like, oh, I will help you, and then they're like, oh, we already got a monk to help us.
He's like, but I am a monk.
I am a monk. They're like, no, we got this monk called Ungai.
Ungai.
We got that guy.
And his crew of monks.
His monk crew, yes. He's got more monks than you. It's true.
Yeah. They're demon hunting monks.
Yes. Those monks are going through the forest trying to find some kids, and they find Rin. She's getting some veggies. And he's like, you from the village? He's like, no, I gotta go.
She just runs off on Aun with her sweet potato.
Mm-hmm. He's like, well, that's weird.
Demon.
And then later on, we see Rin and Jaqen hanging out by the fire, eating food. And Rin's like, hey, Jaqen, what's Sesshomaru going to do once he defeats Inuyasha? And he's like, well, you know.
Naraku.
Yes, Naraku, sorry. Jaqen's just like, yeah, you know, he really likes a lot of wants to get power and everything, so he's going to make his own, like, empire and everything. And I'm going to be, like, the chief minister of it, you know? I got, like, just a big, comfy position already waiting for me. And Rin's like, oh, I wonder if I'll get a position. And Jaqen's like, well, you know, that might take a while. And,
you'll
you know,
be dead.
Humans don't live as long as demons, so... and Rin's like, oh, I'm going to be with him forever. Rin wakes up and wanders off, and Jaqen's like, wakes up and is like, you going to pee?
And then follows her because... Sure.
Yeah, then he loses track of her because she's follows a strange demon who has a flute. And then he's freaking out because he's like, oh, God, where'd she go? Oh, no, help. Oh, God, this is bad.
Oh, no.
And Yasha and the gang are camping, and they talk a little bit more about that monk, Ungai. Basically, Maroku's just kind of like, yeah, that guy's kind of an and then he shows up with his crew, and he's like, why are you hanging out with demons? And they're like, because they're fine. Don't worry about it. He's like,
And then he, like, goes individually, like, you're a monk. Why do you like demons? You're a demon slayer. Why do you like demons? You're a priestess. You should know better.
And then Inuyasha's on a rock, but he's a human form because it's the new moon. He's like, you have a demon sword. That will kill you. You should get rid of it. And Inuyasha's like, shut up. And then the monks go their separate way, and then Baruch is like, it's a good thing Inuyasha wasn't in his full form. We could have been in for some trouble there.
Could have been an interrogation.
Mm-hmm. Jaqen's still trying to find Rin, and then Sesshomaru shows up, and he's like, have you seen Rin? And Sesshomaru's like, did something happen to Rin? And Jaqen's like, oh, I think she got by this demon, the Onogokuki, Uncle Goki, of course, which is a demon that kidnaps kids, and Sesshomaru's just like, I should probably go find her.
Yeah.
And Jawkins like, ah, I gotta go and follow you. Oh no, I fell. And then, oh God, where did they go? Where did everyone go?
This episode's just Jawkins struggling.
Jawkins is struggling. Rin's in the cave with all the bunch of other kids in there as well, as the demon just takes a little nap at the entrance, and the kids are all crying, and Rin's like, why are you all crying? Why are you scared? Like, that demon is scary. He's like, nah, demons are scary. If you've seen bandits, they're scary. They kill people for no reason. They killed my family. Ain't that messed up? And the kid's like, yeah, but demons are scary.
He's gonna eat us.
And then again, Jockin's still wandering through the forest trying to find Chesamaro and Rin, and then he finds Kagome and the others. He's like, oh, it's you guys. Y'all seen Rin or Sesshomaru or anything? She got kidnapped. You seen them? And Kagome's like, nah, we haven't seen them. He's like, all right, guess I gotta go. All right, I'm going. See you later. And then they also realize, oh, that monk's going to run into Sesshomaru, and that's going to be real bad news for those monks.
Yikes.
The demon senses some people outside his cave, and then he sees some kids. He's like, I'm going to play my little flute. But they're not real kids. And then the monks circle him, and like, ha 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 ha.
They literally just run in circles around him.
And then they defeat the demon, and then the kids are all safe now, and then... Rin's just hanging out inside, and she's like, I don't really want to go with you. I'm good. And then Ungai's like, I'm going to take you with me. He's like, no, I don't want to go to the human village. And one of the kids narcs on her. He's like, yeah, she said that humans are scarier than demons. And he's like, what did you say? Sesshomaru's just hanging out, just listening on, and then Rin eventually's like, save me, Lord Sesshomaru! And he's like, alright, guess I gotta come out. And they try and do some attacks, but Sesshomaru's like, not really interested. They try to do
their
little,
we're gonna circle you!
They do their circle technique, and it does nothing.
Makes him mad.
Yeah, they do another big attack, but then Sesshomaru basically just powers up and gets full demon form. It's like, and breaks all their stuff. And Ungai's like, oh, he's so scary. Oh, I've never seen such power.
And then he like farts behind him, basically.
Knocks everyone down.
Like the explosion goes back instead of forward. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Why?
The others notice the explosion. Like, what was that? And they're like, oh, that's probably not good.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Sesshomaru turns back to normal, and he's like, Rin, you want to follow me? And she's like, yeah! And then Ungai's like, why would you go with him? Don't go! And she's like, get away from me. I'm out of here. And
he's I gotta go.
Why would she go with a demon? I don't understand. And then we go to the next day where the kids are all back in the village and the monk and his pals get thanked for their service. Inuyasha and the gang are there, and he like walks up to Kagome. He's like, why would you be with a demon? She's like, huh? He's like, never mind, I gotta go. And then Sesshomaru and Rin find Jakud, who's still just wandering around in search of them. And he's like, oh, hey, what's up? And then Sesshomaru's like, where's Olin at? And Jakud's like, I'll go get him real quick. And then he comes back with him, while Rin looks at some graves, like, if I die, will you remember me? And he's like, huh? What? That's weird.
It says it's the gravestones of her family, but like, how do we know that?
I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's
true. I think
it
was just casually found gravestones. Look, we know the wiki likes to, you know,
exaggerate and lie.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that's true. I think that's just she noticed it and had the question because it was relevant to her. Because, like, I feel like it would have been somewhat of a big deal if it had been somewhere like where she had lived, or, you know, she would have said something if it were her family.
Right.
I think it was just, here are our dead humans. Let's talk about the thing that's on my brain.
Yeah. Jockin comes back and then he falls on his face, and then Sesshomaru's immediately leave it, and he's like, where are you going? He's like, I'm going to find Naraku. Duh. Come on.
Duh.
And then they all leave together and they all get multiple freeze frames as we end this episode.
I legit thought it was going to end on the one freeze frame.
It was so funny. Like, freeze frame of Sesshomaru, and then, like, they just keep talking. And it's like, wait, what?
It just kept going, and then it started freeze framing all of them. It's like, oh, okay, that's what we're doing.
So yeah.
So we end with a freeze frame of everybody and Aun in the back.
Yeah.
Can't leave him out.
We got some notes.
Or them. I don't know gender of Aun.
This is the second time Inuyasha transforms to a human with Sesshomaru in it. Furthermore, neither of the brothers cross paths. Yeah, I guess that's true. They never did run into each other.
No. Well, I mean, there's a reason, because he can't know, like, when he turns back human. But also, this is non-canonical material, so that would be a little...
And they didn't really need to run into each other.
Nah.
Or anything. When Inuyasha is discovered by the river by Ungai, Inuyasha was holding a sword. When Inuyasha comes to the fire, he has it on his hip. But when Ungai leaves, the sword was back in Inuyasha's right hand.
Maybe he was just going to hit him with it.
Got some teleporting sword. This episode does well to show Sesshomaru's character development so far in the series.
Oh no, does it?
While normally predisposed to kill anyone who attacks him, no matter how insignificant the reason, Sesshomaru avoids harming the monks even though they attack him repeatedly. I mean, I guess that's true.
True.
At the beginning of the episode, Sesshomaru slaughters a group of bandits who are attacking a human village after he catches their attention. While this fits with his above-mentioned habit of killing anyone who attacks him, Sesshomaru normally shows no interest in human settlements and conflicts anyway. Knowing Ren has been traumatized by her encounters with human bandits, he likely perceived them as someone or something that would upset or frighten Ren and therefore should be removed. Or he was just like, they looked at me funny.
Yeah.
Earlier in the series, Sesshomaru was shown to punish Jaqen mercilessly for just about anything. In this episode, Jaqen faces no repercussions whatsoever for losing track of Ren, which at this point in the story is his main responsibility. But again, it is non-canon.
Yeah. He was also just struggle blessed.
He was
entire
just struggling.
Episode.
He's probably like, this guy.
This guy.
Sesshomaru's fondness for Ren is evident in this episode. The way he listens silently to Ungai telling Ren humans cannot healthily coexist with demons over long periods of time indicates Sesshomaru he has also considered this and may have wondered if keeping Ren with him was the best choice. I mean, maybe.
That's kind of a stretch.
The end of the episode shows how Sesshomaru, Ren, and Jaqen have formed a sort of family unit with one another during their travels. I mean, sure.
Yeah.
And then Sesshomaru, Ren, and Jaqen can never visit Ren's family's gravesite in the manga because they don't in this episode either.
They don't in this episode either.
And then we have one error.
Oh,
I guess to go along with the error we had up top as well. But as Ren leaves to choose to continue to follow Sesshomaru, Ungai's prayer beads are still on his neck after his gem on his staff has been broken.
Oh, okay.
All right. But that's it for this week. Next time we have another, I think this might be the last filler episode of, this is the last filler episode of original Inuyasha.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And once again, it is time for more Kohaku and Sango weird drama, I guess, or something to happen. I don't know.
We literally just had this, so I don't know why you're doing it.
We gotta do it again. But yes, we will be discussing episode 163 entitled Kohaku, Sango, and Kirara, The Secret Flower Garden.
Woo.
They didn't Oxford comma this title, which is a mistake. They goofed. That is what we will be discussing next time. But for now, if you'd like more from us, head on over to seasonlimitcheckup.com or sac.co, where you can find past episodes of this podcast and other podcasts like seasonlimitcheckup OVA. You can also find columns and reviews on the site as well. If you'd like more from Ann Ladium, go to annladium.com. She's got columns and reviews. You can follow us on Twitter and TikTok at Anime Checkup. Follow us on Blue Sky at SeasonAnimeCheckup.com. You can buy our books, One Shiny Moment of Critical Analysis of Love, Life, Sunshine, Hot Tubs, and Pac-Man on Amazon.com. And get us personal on Patreon, patreon.com/SACOVA. So join us next time as we get more family drama.
Woo.